Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're delighted to welcome Ken Odluga, who is a market analyst at City Index. How are you today, Ken?
I'm not too bad at all.
You're enjoying the Trump bump and whatever else it's called?
It's there to be enjoyed.
You're fed up with him now, aren't you?
I think he's a movable feast. I don't think we'll ever be fed up with him. He's a joy to behold.
It provides entertainment, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Entertainment, good value, you know.
Yes. Somebody brought a slide in, I think it was the day before, yes? It was the day before, I think maybe the day of his speech.
Yeah.
So he sort of gave a list of how many times Trump has been bankrupt. So in 1991 it was a Trump casino, 92
yeah.
it was this.
Yeah.
Six times.
He does it in style.
So the seventh one is going to be like,
yeah,
America goes bankrupt. And that's what he's going to do. But he was pitching that as a reason for the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling is there. He was pitching that as a reason for going short of the market, which obviously... he came in at 10 o'clock, and by 2 o'clock...
No, precisely, he was busted.
He was slightly...
offside.
So there we are. But nothing. Hopefully nothing so exciting
no,
for today.
I'm not standing in front of the steam.
Okay,
So actually, we're going to start with Europe, and this is my green shoots model. I'm trying to have models now. So what we've seen is that we're in a much... better situation than we were about a year ago. That sort of like up move with, you know, within the channel, which you pointed out earlier, has been broken, actually began in February last year. And if you cast your mind back to February last year, you can actually see what had happened. We had just finally given back the last portion of all the gains since September. What is it? Late 2014. We've just given back everything.
Yeah.
So we're in a much different position now. We've just had a year of gains. It doesn't appear to be sort of like ebbing just yet. This is the weekly chart, the long-term chart, really showing you that this uptrend has got...
There's two things, I suppose. It's also that you've got the higher lows and higher highs, which are very... They give you comfort, let's say.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then the final thing was breaking the top of that rising wedge.
Yes, yes.
Which is... probably the best signal there is, in fact.
Well, it's a very, very good one.
One of the best signals.
If you didn't, I mean, it's a great to have, and you're absolutely right. But if you didn't, I mean, the orderliness of this rise, I mean, I've got a 21-week exponential moving average there, just to give us some sort of perspective. And you can see it's pointing upwards as well. The stochastics, maybe not so valid in such a long time frame. But I've also superimposed in here some forest of the V-Stocks index. Mm-hmm. It's the European version of the VIX. I don't think it's particularly indicative, but it is quite interesting that, you know, very much like the VIX, volatility has been trending lower. We're actually hitting, you know, I mean, my data doesn't actually go back as far as the actual index itself. But I understand that we actually have been close to within like 5 points of the all-time low in terms of the V stocks, which I believe started in the late 90s. So. Maybe there's some sort of case to be made about complacency, but nevertheless, you know, we could also interpret it as another tick for continued full steam ahead. We're coming up to a bit of an inflection point here. You can see that that sort of like triangle box that I've drawn there. If you sort of like take the sort of like ideas of liquidity and market structure, the last down move there before the rejection and a bit of a rise, we're actually coming out to that similar point now. And that could present some significant resistance. I mean, you can see the resistance is, it was a prior support. It may pose some resistance again. If we get a break, it should actually be a boon for momentum.
Let's
as well
move along if we can to,
so this is the tradable version, and I just wanted to put it on here for the sake of something that we could actually use in the market. I think the stocks is mostly used as a sort of like a hedge, isn't it, in various ETFs and perhaps the future. This is the stocks Europe 600 futures provided by Eurex. So it's actually tradable. quite a similar chart daily, a bit more detail here. We're coming up to the to a break or potential break of a similar rising trend line, and we also know that we are at a significant resistance again for looking at the price action in that circle there. I know it's quite small and difficult to read, but if you look at it, there was actually an attempt to break that sort of like low at the bottom there with this, and it failed, and we sort of like
echoing the previous
so the theory is that this should pose some resistance, but nevertheless the signs are good, momentum is going in the direction we want it to do, we're clearly in a rising trend, unless we have an absolute disaster, which is possible.
That could never happen. All right, let's look at the final slide.
Yeah, so it's been a week of Trump. I'm sort of looking around for ways of to actually express that. This would be my anti-Trump trade, although the chart looks very, very good, actually. It seems to echo a lot of industrials and, you know, the major index as well. But the thing about Caterpillar is that they have put it out there that the dollar is really hurting them. They've reduced sort of U.S. Jobs by 7,000 odd last year. They've laid out plans to reduce that further. They're in that sort of like intersection where, you know, Trump is kind of getting the kind of hammer to hit them, but also some carrot to, you know, in terms of the jobs and the bringing back jobs to America. I think that this is not a bad way to actually test this dollar thesis. I think that, you know, I'll take them at their word. This dollar has cost them 25% rise in the trade-weighted dollar index since 2014, 2% or 3% rise since November last year. That's got to, you know, it's got to hurt.
Yeah.
So for a company like Caterpillar, where, you know, it's clearly still struggling to find some sort of like internal stability coming out of one cycle for another, all sorts of stuff about its main product and the installed base of already used machinery in the States, making it difficult to actually sell new machinery. This could be a very, very good way of actually getting into that. And we're a little bit far away from that main you might call that an island reversal. I'm not really into that. To me, it just looks like there's a bit of a gap. And certainly, it was a reversal there. We're coming up to that now. It's a bit of a sort of like a run up to it. Momentum's on our side for the moment, so maybe a bit more room on the upside. But eventually, this might be the best way to actually turn the Trump trade on its head.
So would this be your trade of the day or trade of the moment?
This would be my trade of the month, I would say. Yeah.
Right, so target what, back towards what?
My target for now, in terms on the upside, would be that line, you know, that theoretical resistance, 104, 100, call it.
Okay.
And then I'd be looking to stay in it, but on the flip side.
Ken Oluga, market analyst at City Index, thank you very much for coming in today.
I appreciate you all.